going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's half man.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, folks, it's draft day. It's a really fun, exciting draft because there's zero pressure on this one. When you pick 29th, I just saw this tweet from our friend Nikki Jabala with the Post. A person with knowledge of the situation confirms no one has a clue what Washington will do at number 29.
Yeah.
First reported by John Keim. Lanfield, you reported that first? Actually, sorry, Keim and Nikki. Lanfield broke that news.
No, yeah. Keim and Nikki are wrong. I know what they're doing.
What are they doing?
You're going to have to wait to find out.
Ooh, that's a tease, baby. Listen, we're all going to give you our predictions, but the pressure last year with the second overall pick to be correct was immense. I honestly don't think it was a very hard decision. There were those that liked other options. I thought it was Jaden all day. They took Jaden all day. It wasn't very difficult. Honestly, over the years for the Commanders and the football team and the Redskins as their predecessor, there has been real pressure to nail the first round pick. Because you're coming off down seasons, or you're picking 8th, or you're picking 13th. But at 29B, it's so wide open that who the hell knows what's going to happen? Because it's going to be dictated by 28 picks in front of you.
Yeah, it's wide open, but still, the person you pick needs to be able to fit in with your squad. Because like I think we have picked up top so much, we don't understand about picking at the back. And you know who's picked like that? The Chiefs. Philly,
Baltimore.
Ravens, you know, teams that, but you notice what they do when they bring a person in that's a 28, 29 pick, they end up hitting, and the guy comes out and he's very productive. I think the pressure may be off because you're not looking for that one guy, but still the pressure is on to make sure you get somebody that comes in and fits, that can hit the ground running and have some type of impact immediately.
Absolutely. Okay. And I think that's the goal. My personal goal is to find a pen, but I think the goal with really, thank you, with really good teams is, you think about the Ravens, I think are a really good example of this, but I'd add the Packers, and like you said, the Chiefs, the Eagles, these teams that are perennial contenders, yes, they have a quarterback that solves a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
but they hit on their draft picks. Whether a guy's a Pro Bowler or just a good player for them, they hit on those draft picks. And I think that's what Washington has to do. I think it starts tonight. Here's the plan. At noon, we're going to talk to Diana Rossini. All the draft rumors, possible trades, what she's hearing. Rossini's all over it. At 1 o'clock, Charles Davis from NFL Network is going to join us. We're going to talk specific prospects. Charles is so good at evaluating young players. Right now, though, for the next hour, we're open for you. What do you think happens tonight at 29? Are they trading it? Are they making a pick? If they are trading it, what's that trade look like? Who are they going to try to target later? These things are open right now. 800-636-1067. We'll kick things off with clearly the one person everybody wants to hear the most from as far as their prediction for tonight. The people are clamoring for Professor Landini. Jim Andrew Mullins, the 10th. All right, Mr. Lamphill, what do you have happening at 29?
I think at 29, the Commanders are just going to stay where they are. And I think they're going to take a DB, the guy from Kentucky, Maxwell Hairston.
All right. Lamphill is on the board. They had him in for a visit. Lamphill, you're the kind of guy that would know this. Washington recently drafted a Kentucky player in the first round.
Yeah.
Does that give you any level of pause?
I mean, if Ron Rivera was making this pick, yeah, that would concern me.
Because they'll be picking him to change him to
they might be trying to change him to a safety, or maybe they'll try to get him to play running back or something. Who knows? But no, if Ron Rivera was making this pick, I'd think maybe he had that kind of like Bruce, that thing that Bruce Allen had for Alabama guys. But yeah. I completely trust this front office to make good decisions.
Okay.
I think they're just looking to add to the secondary because we need to add to the secondary. Let's be honest.
Sure. You'd like a guy that like is a firm outside guy?
Yeah.
I tweeted, trying to say that correctly and not with my weird British accent on TW words. I tweeted this morning that we had a packed radio show coming with Rossini and Charles on joining us. And I got this reply from Joe Cazzotti. He said, and this made me laugh. He said, gone are the days when JP would claim a prospect is shooting up the board only to have Ron mysteriously overdraft the exact player. Good to have a front office that keeps things close to the vest. Gonna be interesting, man. They've got a list of a bunch of guys they like. They had a bunch of guys visit in Ashburn. They talked to a bunch of guys at the Combine, the Senior Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the official conversations. That doesn't mean the whole lots of other conversations
that don't know about.
All right, Professor Landini has weighed in. He's got them sticking at 29, taking Maxwell Hairston, corner out of Kentucky. Go Wildcats. Look, man, they could definitely use help in the secondary. Undeniable. If you're into Hairston, he's young. He's only 21. He'll turn 22 in August, I believe.
What?
I will look that up, B. 5'11", 183, fast. 4.28 40, 1.5 10-yard, almost a 40-inch vertical.
Can he go deep on a offensive play too?
I mean,
but go out wide. Hey, just go to the end zone, dog.
But he's definitely an outside guy, which is something they could really use. Long arms, which we know DQ likes. I mean, dude, his arms for 5'11", you tell me this. For 5'11", his arms are 31 inches long. That's like slightly disproportionately long, isn't it?
Kinda.
For 5'11", he's got 8 3/4-inch hands, which is kind of big, too. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Landini. And one thing they tend to like, they really like the athleticism scores. He's an 82 out of 100. His estimated athletic score, I'd have to look up his spark rating, but he's 8th of all corners in athleticism. So consider Travis Hunter's probably one on that.
Yeah.
And I would circle back to the 4.28 portion of this discussion.
I like that part.
Jeffrey. Jeff is on the clock at number 29. What do you got?
I don't know where it's going to come from, but I have a feeling that we are going to wait up all night for it to get to 29. And AP is going to make a trade with someone, and we're going to accumulate some more picks. I don't know where it's going to be, but I got a feeling that's just going to happen. Only because it's a first for us. So I think we're about to learn a lesson tonight.
You got them trading back, I take it?
Yep.
Okay. How would you feel about that?
Honestly, I don't know how I would feel, JP. Like, I wouldn't be mad, but I wouldn't be excited. Because, you know, I want to, you know, see that player. Oh, it's the first round. I want to see that guy walk across the stage. But, hey, if they feel as though the guy that they want will be able to trade back with a team and still get our guy while accumulating more picks, I'm not mad at it at all. I trust him.
there is an overarching message here that we all kind of trust this front office. It's important to note, too, the odds of the dude they pick at 29 being there to walk across the stage and dap up Goodell and get the hat are pretty slim.
No, I can see him at his house.
Yeah.
I don't mind seeing him at the house with the fam.
Although.
As long as I see him.
To Jeff's point, Maxwell Harrison will be at the draft. He's going to be in Green Bay.
Okay.
Dude, you and I have been
to Atlanta. With all that you just said, I don't know if he stays till 29.
There's other corners, man. This kid Barron out of Texas is a real player. Obviously, Hunter.
Know what you can't teach, Jay?
Will Johnson from Michigan.
4-2-9.
Sure.
4-2-8.
4-2-8.
Yeah, can't teach that.
Don't short him that.
And if he got some at that, listen, man, you get the right coach with that. I would like to see Darryl Green being his coach and teach him how to. You see Darryl Green backpedal? I'm talking about now. I ain't talking about back then. Right now. Dude look like he's running a 4-4 backpedaling.
It's unbelievable.
His feet move so damn fast, like a typewriter.
My favorite, this will sound weird, but my favorite person to watch their feet ever in my career is Trent Williams. It's very different what an O-lineman has to do. But you watch a dude that size, that strong, that powerful, move his feet like a damn ballerina. It's like a symphony. First phones are open. 800-636-1067. Rusty in Delaware, you are on the clock.
You're
number 29.
Make sure your phone's not underwater, Rusty.
Yeah, Rusty, get out of the water.
We are good. How are you fellas doing this morning?
We good, brother.
Hey, I've learned two things while on hold. Number one, it sounds like JP was the whisperer for Ron, and he's in defeat. So thanks for the laugh.
I'm good, dude. I'd rather cover playoff wins.
With the 29 pick. The Cleveland Browns select Shedeur Sanders, and I believe that they will send us their 54th, their 85th, and 181 to move up to take 29.
Damn.
I like that.
That's a lot.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, Rusty. Good call, man. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man.
See ya. Bones is in Southeast. Bones, with the 29th pick, you are on the clock.
Shout out B. Mitch, JP, Jeff, Landini. I got us the Burgundy Gold selecting the best edge available at 29. That's what I got, and I'm sticking with that.
All right.
Appreciate you, Bones. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Our boy Greg just texted in and said with the 29th pick, the Commanders take Tyler Booker from Alabama. Booker,
man, everybody that Greg tell you is going to be from Alabama.
He is ride or die.
It won't be no other damn school. Greg, you need to stop. Listen, man, we understand that Bruce Allen is still around and he's coming through you.
That's a fair point, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, B-Mitch, this is the kind of stuff that happens when there's 4 months of draft prep.
Uh-huh.
You ready? Apparently, Giants general manager Joe Shane, his son posted a Jackson Dart highlight reel on Instagram last night, and now he has set his account to private. Now, remember, Joe Shane's son last year wanted him to draft Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, so he going to go draft Jackson Dart because he think he made a mistake last year?
Just saying,
you
man.
Better hope your son right about this one because he was right about the other one. I don't know about this one, though.
All right. I think I'm prepared to make a pick here.
Go ahead.
Phone lines are open for the rest of the hour. My personal preference is trading back. I would like them to acquire more picks. That doesn't mean it's going to be possible. There's plenty of teams that want to trade back, whatever it is. I think this draft is completely open-ended. So this is a straight-up just dart throw. I really don't think many people know much once you get past the top three. Mm-hmm. And I won't even be shocked if something happens in the top three that surprises us. Mm-hmm. I think they like Ezeraku. I think he goes before them. Scowerton is a name we've all heard a lot. He's a captain. He was super productive at Purdue and then at Texas A&M as a pass rusher. It's obvious they could use pass rush. I like Lanfield's pick of Hairston. I don't know that there's a definitively wrong pick. What Marcus said yesterday, Marcus Washington, when we had him on, the kid Oladejo, I think, from UCLA, I think that one makes a lot of sense. I don't know if I'm speaking this into existence. I'm going to zig here. I was gonna say Skowerton, but I'm going to allow myself to have a little fun. Is that all right with you, Brian?
Go with it.
Emeka Abuka. I don't know if he gets to 29. He probably doesn't. But you add another weapon to that offense, man.
That's the receiver.
Receiver out of Ohio State. Incredibly productive. Now, Skowerton is productive. He had a 10-sack season at Purdue 2 years ago. Last year at A&M, he only had 5 sacks. This may be overly simple, but it's weird to me that Texas A&M has 2 first-round pass rush prospects coming out that neither had a ton of productivity. I'm not saying, like, James Pierce might have questions, which nobody can really identify what they are, but dude also has a ton of sacks. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of like seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what Emeka Abuka has, B. 2,000-yard seasons in the last 3 years. 2 double-digit touchdown seasons in the last 3 years. In 23, they had really bad quarterback play. His numbers dipped. But, dude, last year, 1,011 yards, 10 touchdowns on a national championship winner. When you talk about Commanders, that does it.
It helps.
I don't know if he's getting there, but I like it. Here's what we shall do. Get on the phones. You want to tell us your pick? The rest of the hour is open to you. We got B. Mitch's. We got both the Brian's picks to come. White Brian and B. Mitch. Plus your calls. Diana Rossini joins us at noon. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's your boys B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and air conditioning system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before you went on vacation? You can adjust it in mere seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the absolute best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Here's the thing, B. I got the Rude boys coming to the house this week.
Mm-hmm.
The best part, the systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions. No more clanging in the ducts when the thing comes on. It's just peace of mind. Rude's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. That humidity control, that really helps you cut down on your energy bills, man, because it's just not as humid in your home. It's a lot easier for the hot or the cool air to penetrate the entire house. Comfort and performance perfectly balanced. B, you got to tell them about the savings, man. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to 2 G's on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rude.com/federal incentives to learn more.
We're talking about Rude, R-U-U-D, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rude.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It ain't right. B, these people in Wisconsin are not messing around. The draft starts tonight.
Huh? They already drinking.
Dog, I mean, we're 7, 8.5 hours away from the first pick.
So
they're already at Lambeau.
It's 10 o'clock, 10:29 there, right?
Yeah. So, but the draft starts at 7 local.
Yeah.
They got.
But
Brian McCarthy's NFL PR, he just posted a picture of fans getting there at 8 a.m.
They
local.
Get it in, dog. Wisconsin gets it in.
I mean,
I'm telling you, dog.
I agree. I
went to a festival.
They drink some beer.
I went to a festival in Wisconsin where we went out there to play Whistling Straits and all that. We stayed in Milwaukee. Bruh, from morning to night, they were throwing them back.
Just crushing
and
beer.
The chicks was throwing it back just like they do in Germany, dog.
You heard what they said about Sheboygan? Sheboygan, Wisconsin. She ain't a lady if she ain't 180. I heard that from McKinney. If anyone's from Sheboygan, please don't be offended.
Hey, somebody from Sheboygan said it.
All right. We're on the clock, folks. Dude, there's also this super cool Madden NCAA football commercial with Dan Quinn, of all people, doing the voiceover. We're going to play that a little later in the program. Right now, though, we're on the clock. Pick 29. Neither of the Bryans have made their picks. Before we get to our picks, if you are looking for a party tonight, join 106.7 The Fan's Grant and Danny for an NFL watch party, NFL draft watch party tonight starting at 8 at Tapped at MGM National Harbor. There's a lot going on, man. I bet National Harbor will be popping. White Brian. Now, B, I noticed White Brian today is wearing pink pants and has a pink cup. I wonder if that's the equivalent of when Rooster wears his burgundy shirt. I wonder if White Brian had a big night getting ready for the draft.
I don't know.
White Brian, can you confirm or deny last night was a big night getting ready for the draft, and that's why you're wearing all pink?
I will not speak on that.
Ooh, that's not a no.
When they say I will not speak, that means yes.
Yo, that ain't a no. Shout out to White Brian. Get it done, boy. All right, White Brian, you're on the clock, number 29.
They're going to draft this Donovan Ezeraku.
Ezeraku?
Yeah, Ezeraku.
Ezeraku.
You really like built that up and sold it, White Brian. That was a hell of a delivery.
Well, they need an edge, and he had 16 sacks last year.
Yeah, dude, that guy. Like, when we talk about these A&M dudes, it's like, oh, well, the one guy had a bunch of sacks at Purdue 2 years ago, or the one dude has all the physical tools. But Ezeraku, it's like, oh, that guy just got a ton of sacks last year. It's not a hard sell.
Yeah.
White Brian, bonus pick for you. What are the Giants doing at 3?
The Titans will shock the world and take Travis Hunter, and Cam Ward falls to the Giants.
So the Browns wouldn't take Cam Ward
at 2?
Like,
you know what that sounds like? He was just saying a prayer.
Hope ain't a strategy. How do you feel about Jackson Dart, all these Jackson Dart rumors to the Meadowlands?
Apparently, Dable really likes him. So,
well, if his son likes him, so, I mean, Dable has to like him because last year his son liked the real dude and he didn't pick him. Now he's not going to let that happen again.
If you're Dable, there's no way you like Shador because you're going to be canned for Dion. So you're going to like the only dudes that are going to be comfortable enough to take Shador are people that really feel like they have some job security. And most coaches with a ton of job security aren't in the quarterback market.
True.
It's kind of the league of self-preservation is going to be very, very noticeable tonight.
True that.
All right, let's hit a couple of these phone lines. My guy Zeke is in Southeast. Zeke, what up, man? Zeke?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
All right. Why you guys not going to be at TAP tonight? What's up? You can't hang?
We got to work, dog. Grant and Daniel be there. Go hang with them.
Yeah. Hey, I will. Hey, with the 29th pick, the Commander is going to pick James Pierce. I know, based on, I was listening to the Junkies this morning, and all the other defensive linemen that we're trying to get, they'll be gone, according to the mock. So I think we can bring James Pierce on, even though he might be a bad boy, but we need a bad boy. Another Dexter Manley on that line.
Bad boy, bad boy. What you going to do?
Bad boys, man.
You know what, man? Listen.
We need one.
I seem to be on the mindset that he's on right there. You know, I've heard Peterson talk about, you know, if we have somebody there, we'll take him. If not, we'll move back. I don't think they know exactly what they're going to do. And James Pierce can play. But James Pierce had a speeding thing with no insurance, and he has issues. I believe he may be the person there at 29. Ezeraku and all these other guys, I think they're gone before 29. And I think,
according to the Junkies, that's what they did, the mock draft, they will be gone.
7.5 sacks in 13 games last year.
Hmm?
But the year prior, he had 10.
I think this locker room is equipped to handle people that you may think has a problem. I don't think he has a problem. I think he's just a 21-year-old knucklehead, like all of us were. Hey, I know I damn sure was.
4.47, 40, 1.56, 10-yard split.
But
kind of a weirdly low vertical at 31 inches. Go ahead. Sorry, Zeke.
But listen, don't you remember the boy, what's his name, from the Cowboys? Everybody said no, Parsons.
Yeah.
He was moved down because he had a bad rap, correct?
Yeah. He and moved also, down to also, like 11.
But Jalen Carter, he had a bad rap, right?
Yeah.
Jalen Carter. But now who coached them both? Dan Quinn. So I think we were all right.
Dan Quinn didn't coach Jalen Carter.
Coach Jalen Carter.
Didn't he pick Carter?
No.
The Eagles, took Carter. Carter Eagles. Thank you, Zeke. Good call.
he tried to defend against him. I tell you that. But Carter, like you say, Carter started dropping in draft too.
Yeah, Carter was down in the 30s.
Yeah.
And Philly traded up to get him.
Yeah.
Parsons, you can say he dropped. He went 12th overall.
He went 12th overall, but he was projected to go a little higher than that.
Sure.
And then he, hit the stuff that came out by him. I question that more than I do the speeding.
Yeah.
But, and now you watch him playing. I guess anybody that slid on him, they like, what? We made a mistake.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I wanted to just say, hey, you know what? I think they're going to get a player. But Pierce or any, I think they're getting a pass rusher. I know they, cornerback, we talk about that, but I look at it like this. Mikey last year was his first time playing corner, outside doing that type of stuff. He more a nickel guy, many people felt. But I think he did well for himself. I believe this year he could be even better if you don't get one. But they did sign other corners and different people in the offseason. I think they feel that if they improve their pass rush, that makes your secondary better.
Sure.
I think that they're going to lean more towards a pass rusher than they will a cornerback. And, if all the other guys are as good as people think, I believe that those other guys are going to be gone before 29. And people like a Pierce who, the stuff pops up and I keep hearing. I'm like, okay, what did he do? And I keep asking him that, and I can't get nothing beyond the traffic violation.
On Pierce?
Yeah. And if the guy can play and you got a locker room like you have and you have a bunch of guys – you don't need all choir boys on the thing. You need some guy that's going to be a little changed up. But you know what they do? They normally fall in line and follow the people that they see in front of them doing great. And I believe the locker room that they have with people like Mikey and Jaden and also Bobby, they could get somebody that seemed to be off base on the right path.
So you're going Pierce. The B-Mitch pick is
Pierce,
in.
Pierce or anybody, somebody that's going to be rushing the passer.
Now, last night on All Ears, I got this question from somebody that was like, will you be mad if they don't go pass rusher?
No.
I.
The reason that you don't get mad is because if you get a cornerback and he's a better one, or you get a receiver or running back and they come and help your team, how can you be mad with production? Like I know when people make the draft, people get pissed off at the draft. You know what I do? I normally wait to see them on the field. And based off of watching these guys last year and how things have worked, watching them and how they got their players, they pick players that could go out and help you. So if somebody is drafted and I might be looking at somebody else, hell, I have learned a long time ago, when you're in sports, what you want and what you feel doesn't always happen.
No.
Get over it real quickly and worry about the production of your football team.
Well, it's also just asinine for anyone to think – to be mad about a pick tonight. You have no idea what these players are going to become.
How many people have gotten mad when they pick somebody? Because we had a lot of people didn't want Jaden. All of those people now are puckering up because they're loving him. So they were mad last year, couldn't stand the fact that he was picked. So all of you that got mad last year, you were damn idiots. And it was a waste of time. Now you say you're the number one person, but last year you couldn't believe they picked him.
Captain Todd is on the line. Todd, you are on the clock with the 29th pick.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
With the 29th pick, The New Orleans Saints take Jackson Dart, and we trade back and get some of our picks back from the Lattimore trade.
All right. Not mad at that. I wonder, I think I have the draft value chart up. I wonder what a trade has to look like to make sense at 29. And I wonder if, in because they only have the five picks, if they'd be willing to, like, I wonder if they'd be willing to take a little less. I kind of doubt it. I kind of think they just want to pick. Good call, though. Thanks, Todd.
Good job, Todd.
I'll squeeze one more in here. Matt Stafford on the line. Uh-oh. I figure he'd be, you know, getting ready for the season. Matt, what do you got tonight?
Yeah, I always got time to call the Mitch and Finley show, and there's been a trade. Looks like the Steelers are moving back to 29. The Commanders are moving up. They're keeping 63, but they're moving up to 21, and they're going to give up 128 in next year's second, and they're going to take Malachi Starks,
the Georgia
game-wrecking safety, to bring the whole defense to a whole nother level.
Interesting. They don't 63? Have a lot. What are they giving up to go from 29 to 21? You dipping into next year?
He said next year's second.
Those next year picks are there and available, and other than the first rounder, I think they might use them.
I thought,
could see him going to that well.
Didn't they give up next year's second for Tunsil?
Oh, hey.
You got to go
I'm
now?
I'm on a losing streak. car crash.
All good,
hey,
man.
Let me say this real
Your
quick.
Your job is to make it fun. My job is to know that.
Just one more bold prediction. The Johnson from Iowa, I could see him going in the first round. I could see Travion Henderson going in the first round. It's a copycat league. Everyone wants a running back that can do it all. And I could see those guys being one of four running backs that go tonight.
Yeah, people like Caleb Johnson, the Iowa kid. Hampton's really good. It's going to be fun to watch. Thanks, brother. See ya. All right, Nate in Silver Spring, stay there. Phone calls coming up at noon. Diana Rossini joins the program.
Yeah, I think it's probably just the best fit for our team, you know, in terms of how they fit in our locker room, how they fit in our scheme and what we're looking for. So that could be any position, right? So, you know, kind of, I don't want to keep saying this because Ben made fun of me for saying this, but you know, we're in a position where we can take the best available and we can stay true to our board, and so we feel really good about that, and so we don't have to reach for a position that we feel we need that we may be talking ourselves into.
Been here, up in here, y'all gonna make me act a fool. Y'all gonna make me lose my cool.
This is gonna be quick.
Woo!
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Diana Rossini gonna join us in about 10 minutes. Right now, though, you're on the clock, baby. The whole world. I just couldn't help but notice this information. Jordan Schultz, I believe Fox Sports Now. He was a Bleacher. I think he's with Fox Now. Correct. Two Browns players believed to be available via trade entering the draft tonight. Greg Newsom and Obo Okoronkwo.
Yeah.
Okoronkwo.
Yeah.
Newsom was a guy I was pretty interested in going back to kind of like when we were talking about potential free agents, guys that might be available. He's going into the last year of his deal. They haven't paid him. It's the rookie option deal, the fifth year, because he's a first rounder. That's a good player, man. He was a 26 overall pick back in 21. He's got three picks over 4 years. Has played at a pretty high level. I think he could help a team. Relatively durable. Has missed games each season, but nothing. Has played at least 13 every year. That's the other thing to keep in mind. There's going to be a ton of player movement over the next few days, whether that's for late-round picks or early-round picks. I don't think Newsom, with only 1 year on the deal, gets 29, but there's a lot that could happen.
Yeah.
Our guy Nate is on the line. Nate in Silver Spring. You're on the clock at 29, Nate.
What's up, fellas? Happy draft day, man. This is one of my favorite days of the year. And y'all know I do a little scouting, so I'm going to have a little sleeper pick for y'all during that bleep you. But with the 29th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Washington Commanders select number 32 out of The Ohio State University, running back Travion Henderson.
Ah.
We need that home run threat. Man, he's going to take that screen pass to the house. Instead of averaging 30 this year, we going up to 37 to 40. And he's going to bring that home run threat, a true leader and a national champion, Travion Henderson.
I like the pick, Nate. Who's your late-round sleeper?
I got the sleeper is Jared from Arlington. He's got a niece named Bernice Jones, a.k.a. Swollen Ankles, D tackle. Look out for her.
And she's
a real sleeper. So right. Look out for her coming up as well.
Thanks, Nate.
Crazy. Bernice Jones.
That was something.
Oh, yeah.
So for those that are wondering specific to the trade back, I like the Henderson thing there. I who the hell knows what's going to happen? This draft is completely wide open, so I think it's a little crazy to just rule that out. If you are considering a trade, there's the guy that kind of invented these draft pick value charts is Jimmy Johnson back in the early 90s. There's also been an updated model that kind of Belichick came up with. If you're looking at Washington's value for 29th overall pick, on the Jimmy Johnson trade chart, it's worth 640 points. On the more updated version, the Belichick version, it'd be worth 202 points. So just using the 202, right, roughly, to get a pick done, you want roughly the same value. Now, I'm not saying they would, but just for instance, the Jets have pick 42 and pick 73. So a second and a third, that would net you 142 plus 65. So that would net you 207.
142 plus what?
65. Yeah. Right? So that is how roughly these things work. Maybe Washington would be getting a little bit more value there, but if it's a player the Jets really want, like if you want to really try to get down and dirty on figuring this stuff out, now maybe the Jets wouldn't want to give up 2 and 3. So they could give up 142, the 42nd overall pick, which is worth 142 points. Then they could give up their fourth rounder, which is worth 30 points, and then some collection of a fifth and a sixth. Like, that's how, like, Washington probably has probably at this point have their own formula, but they're roughly based on these numbers. They may have a more specific or where they tilt things, but roughly that's how these trades get figured out. Because I've had people ask me in the past, like, oh, how do they determine all this stuff? Like, there's real analytics, mathematics behind the draft day trades.
Yeah, but sometimes that fourth round, let's say third pick, all fourth round, third pick, I don't think has the same value.
Hell no.
So you got to start. I think a little bit of that pops into it too. Like, you know a player, know you can get something.
Well, to that point, like just looking at the fourth round, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first pick in the fourth round, as of now, this is pick 103. This will be the first pick. Saturday at noon, the Titans hold that pick right now as currently constituted. Mm-hmm. That pick in the value charts would be worth 33 points. The last pick of the fourth round, Philly holds it at 134, it's worth 17 points.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a significant, what do you consider those, bell curves where the value really starts to plateau out as you get down towards the bottom. I mean, to that point, based on the value charts, the number one overall pick that the Titans have is worth 1,000. The Eagles pick, the end of the first round, 32, is worth $184.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's such a significant curve out.
Yeah. It's confusing to me when you look at the top 100 guys in the draft. A guy is ranked 30. You normally don't get picked 30.
No.
That guy might get picked 35th.
Well, quarterbacks, quarterbacks tend to skew that.
Yeah, and when the other players get picked and you go on these runs, that guy may move down. So I think that's a little too simplified just based off of where you picked. Suppose it's like the number one defensive lineman who's picked now at number 10.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
So I just think a lot of that stuff, it seems easy, but I think when you start thinking about it, you have a rating on somebody, it makes you want more or you want to get more. You get what I'm saying?
Here's what we want to do. Diana Rossini joins the program from Green Bay next.